Hey love, welcome to the Selfish Babe podcast, aka Selfish Talk, hosted by me, Olanike OC. Selfish Babe is a personal development and women's lifestyle brand dedicated to women learning how to selfishly and authentically love themselves. On this podcast, expect to have your mind expanded, curse words said, and to gain a new perspective about who the fuck you are. Let's get into it. Selfish Babe, it is your girl Olanike Elsie here, bringing you another Selfish Talk. And on today's Selfish Talk, I want to talk about smoking cannabis with intention. I made a post on Instagram a few weeks back when I was in Jamaica, and I just had this really wonderful experience after smoking cannabis. And I just was like, hey, you know, I smoke with intention. I wonder if other people out there smoke with intention, right? And so for me, let me just start with smoking with intention, like how that looks or what is that, right? Smoking with intention or ingesting cannabis with intention, right? So whether you smoke it, whether you eat it, whether you vape it, whether you put it on your body, you know, there's an intention, a thought behind it. I like to have an intention with majority of the things that I do. And so when I am going to indulge in cannabis, or I like to say mama cannabi, aka weed, I will have a thought or I will say something and say, I would like to experience more joy. I would like to experience more freedom. I would like to be able to love myself a little bit deeper today. I would love to see my value today. I would love to embrace community today, right? These are just some examples. These are small examples, but you can go deeper. Just like, I know one day, I wanted to remember myself, my self-worth, because that day I was just feeling down about my self-worth. And so my intention before I smoked was, I want to remember my self-worth. And I'll kind of get into that story in a second, but that's just an example of like having an intention. And then I will have a puff, or then I will ingest it if I'm having an edible. And then I allow the plant medicine of mama cannabis, to take me on that journey. I don't have a doubt about my intention, right? I don't have any doubts about my intention. Like, oh, is this really going to happen? Am I going to really experience this? I don't have any doubts about my intention. And I guess that's also a big part of the magic. Even with affirmations and just self-belief and the thoughts that you think, there are no doubts. I just have a knowing. And so when we're talking about plant medicines, and I will be having upcoming episodes about other plant medicines, but when we're talking about using a plant and it having medicinal properties, because if you don't know already, cannabis has a lot of medicinal properties. But what about the properties for our spirit and our soul, right? What does she do? And for me, the way that I've experienced mama cannabis has been for me to get out of my head all the time and get into my heart and get into feeling, right? So a lot of times I can overthink or be in my head all the time. And that's really stressful. That's annoying. I'm gonna be real. That's not fun. That's freaking annoying. It's good to be in my head for certain things, right? But like when I just want to relax or just have fun or really enjoy the experience I'm about to getting into my feeling zone, ooh, A1, that's really good. So for example, sex, right? Say I want to have this really wonderful sexual experience and I want to get out of my head and into my body. I may say, hey, mama cannabis, I have this intention of really feeling enormous sexual pleasure, of really connecting with my lover, right? And so then I'll take a puff, or maybe then I'll eat an edible. And then that's the experience I'm affirming to have. And so when I'm beginning to feel the effects of mama cannabis, I go with it. And then if I'm about to indulge in a sexual activity, I allow myself to completely drop into sensation, completely drop into the feeling and just do, right? A lot of times I've noticed when I've smoked or something, I can be really aggressive as when it comes to being a lover. I can be really aggressive when it comes to being a lover because at that point I am just doing. I'm not thinking, oh, should I do this to this person? Should I do that? I'm thinking, I want to fucking do this. I'm going to do it and then I do. I'm thinking about what I'm about to do. No, I'm just fucking doing it, or I'm just fucking saying it, right? And so that's what I really enjoy about mama cannabis when it comes to me being in my feeling. Now, it doesn't have to just be sexual. I could be like, I'm going to meditate and I could just meditate and I could really be into my body and just feel the sensation, and it allows me to be in the present moment. I've taken a yoga class with my wonderful friend, Iva. Shout out to Iva. And basically, it's a yoga class, but we smoke before we do yoga. And we enjoy cannabis before we do yoga. Let me tell y'all, okay? I've only been to two, but those two have been like the best experiences for me. I can feel all the sensations in my body. I can look outside to the sky, because usually we're outside. I can look outside to the sky, and I feel an immense amount of gratitude to just fucking be alive, right? I'm really enjoying the sensation of being alive, not stressed about what I have left to do on my day. I'm just in the present moment. And so a lot of the times, that is what Mama Cannabis gives me. She allows me to tap into my sensuality. She allows me to tap into my feelings. She has even given me messages of like what to put into my herbal bath or what affirmations to say to myself, because they just come to me like that, because I'm not really thinking about it. I'm just going from my heart space. I'm just doing. I'm just going with the feeling. And that's why I really love her. And that's also kind of why I love to use her like in settings with my friends. Not all my friends smoke, but for those that do smoke, we'll smoke and we'll just talk. Or, you know, maybe have a sister circle where we just smoke and we talk and we just talk about what's going on without our guard being up. One thing I really love about cannabis is that your guard doesn't have to be up. Your guards are taken down. And so smoking with intention is really a self-care act for me, because I know of what Mama Cannabis brings to my life. But then there's a lot of people, you know, who may not smoke, or they may not smoke not simply because they don't want to. They may not smoke because of like the controversy behind marijuana. Although we're getting a lot more good news about it and it's becoming a lot more acceptable, we still have it where it's like categorized, oh, this is a drug and you're not supposed to do drugs and blah, blah, blah. And people have just this negative outlook on it, right? But when we take a step back and we think about the properties that marijuana brings, and also the spiritual properties that she brings or what she can bring to your life, then smoking with intention may not be a bad thing for you. And so if you are a regular cannabis user, I would really highly suggest that you try, that you do smoke with intention, that you speak those words of what it is that you want in your life before you smoke, that you speak those words of what you would like to experience with Mama Cannabis with those words. What do you want her to reveal to you about yourself, right? And maybe you're like, well, maybe I don't really have an experience that I want, right? Well, maybe you can say a quick affirmation about yourself before you smoke. Maybe you can say the affirmation, I know myself, and then you take a puff, and then maybe Mama Cannabis is going to show you something that you didn't know about yourself, and then but in that moment you will know, because you learned something more about yourself. Now, I don't smoke on the regular. I don't indulge in cannabis on the regular. I may do this twice a week. I may go a whole week without smoking. I may just wait for an event to happen. So a lot, I love to freaking listen and dance to house music, especially Afro house music. So whenever there's a party here in Atlanta, especially at Wild Pitch, and it's an Afro house music kind of vibe, then I'm going to want to smoke before I go. And the reason I'm going to want to smoke before I go is because I want to tap into that feeling state of being with the music. I want to dance, you know, I want my soul to dance. Because for me, when I dance to house music, that's like me going to church. It's literally spirit ran and spirit driven. It's such an awakening experience, right? And so I want to be able to tap into that. So before I smoke, I'd be like, Mama Cannabis, I really want to experience joy tonight. I really want to move with the music. I want to feel the music in my spirit. Then I'm going to smoke and then I'm going to go. And so I don't smoke on the regular, and it's not something that I recommend on the regular either. I know that there are a lot of people that do smoke on the regular. And the reason why I'm saying that I don't smoke, that I really would prefer that people not smoke on the regular, is because usually when you smoke on the irregular, there's really not intention given. It's just, I'm going to do this just to do this. And some people smoke to avoid their feelings, or some people find when they smoke, they can't get shit done. They don't use it in a way that's beneficial for them. And I'm all about you using things that are gonna be beneficial for you. Why? Because you're a selfish baby and you're selfish. Ha ha. And If you're just smoking every day, just to smoke every day, and there's no thought behind it, there's no intention behind it. Oh, I just had a long day. I just want to relax. Okay, well, what is your intention about relaxation? You mean you can have an intention to really relax and choose to do something for yourself, right? But then some people just use it and use it and use it, and then that's pretty much it. It's not really being used as something sacred. It's not really being honored, right? It's not being honored in the way that it's supposed to be honored. And that's really what I want to happen, is for Mama Cannabis to be honored in the way that she's supposed to be honored. And one way that you can really honor her is to set your intention, is to not use her every single day, because you don't need to use her every single day. Or maybe you use the CBD oil one day, right? Which is another form of using cannabis, but without the whole psychoactive effects. But you're using the parts of marijuana that's going to aid in your physical health or even your mental health. And so maybe you don't use it to quote unquote get high, but use other parts of the plants for the other healings that it has, right? And that's okay. I just really want marijuana to be honored in the way that she's supposed to be honored. And I really wanted to share with you my example of smoking with intention and why I do it as a self-care app. So now let me give you this story that I have. There was one day where I had gotten ghosted from somebody. If you didn't listen to that episode, listen to that podcast episode. It's about being ghosted. I've been ghosted by somebody, and I was really feeling down about myself because I think I'm a pretty damn cool-ass person, okay? And so when somebody ghosted me, I was like, what the fuck? Like, what? You know, I was really feeling down. And so I had an edible that I had bought probably like a week or so prior. And so before I ate half the edible, I said that I want to remember my self-worth. And then I ate it. And then that day I had like spoken to three different random people that I saw, and I just started talking to them. And that really helped me feel good. Talking to random people helped me feel really good. And then that night I was like, I'm going to take a spiritual bath. And so I ran myself a spiritual bath, and in my spiritual bath, again, a bath with intention, I had different herbs in it. I had spoken a prayer over my bath for myself of cleansing and of healing. I got into my bath, and then I just allowed my thoughts to flow. I felt really good because I was on cannabis. And then I had some affirmations immediately come to my mind to say during my bath to help with my cleansing. And I know that me using Mama Cannabis, I know that Mama Cannabis guided me to say those affirmations, because they just kind of came to me instantly, and they were the perfect affirmations I needed at that time. And so that's just another example of me using cannabis with a specific intention and then getting the attention, because at the end of that bath, I remember who the fuck I was. I remembered that I was the shit. I remembered that anybody in my presence or in my energy, that they're having a wonderful experience. They are having a wonderful experience being in my presence and my energy. So anybody that does not want to be in my presence and my energy, there's nothing wrong with that person. But that doesn't mean that there's something wrong with me either, right? And so at that point in time, I was like putting them not wanting to be in my presence as it being my own value. And that wasn't the case. My value still stands whether or not people want to interact with me, right? And that was something that I had forgotten that day. But then Mama Cannabis reminded me that, no, Vanessa, you are still fucking valuable. You are still definitely worth it. And anybody that's not in your life or gets ushered out of your life is for a particular reason. So we remember gratitude and remember to be grateful when those people are ushered out of our life, and not to cling on to them or not to think that we did anything wrong, but we are grateful for their presence being removed for whatever reason that we may not understand, and that's okay. And so if you are a selfish babe out there, I am Olenike OC. I do co-sign using cannabis with intention. For example, I'm gonna give another example. This is like masturbation, right? So let's say that you're wanting to know more about your sensuality and your sexuality, I highly recommend using Mama Cannabis and then having a masturbation session. When I say a masturbation session, I don't mean using a vibrator. I'm really focused on tools that are not vibrating, because I want us to get in tune with our vaginas, right? And so you can look into shock rubs, or also Ona Lifestyle, which is, they have pleasure toys that are not vibrating, that are crystal made. And if you can't use any of that, that's fine. You can use your good old hands, your good old fingers. Okay, that is fine. And you smoke the cannabis or you eat the cannabis and you get into your feeling. You get into your feeling state and then you arouse yourself. And then you can have this wonderful masturbation section. And it doesn't mean you have to orgasm. I know it's like a whole nother topic. It doesn't mean you have to orgasm. I'm learning a lot about tantra nowadays, which is why I'm talking about this. But you're just feeling pleasure. Cannabis allows me to feel pleasure. And I think a lot of times we forget about the little pleasures that we have in life. But cannabis allows me to tap into pleasure. I can feel pleasure. I can sense pleasure. I can smile, you know. So I'm just giving you examples on how you can use Mama Cannabis in your life. If you do use Mama Cannabis, and if you are a person that's like, hey, I wasn't really feeling a Mama Cannabis, but I may try it because you did mention it. You know, cannabis is good for a lot of different things. I use it in my life for self-care. And so I'm a person, I'm a selfish babe that definitely co-signs using cannabis, but with intention. Please remember, with intention. We're not just smoking for the sake of smoking. We're not just getting high for the sake of getting high. What is the intention behind it? What are you learning about yourself? How is this a reflection of your self-love? And how are we ultimately honoring the properties that Mama Cannabis as an herb, if we go back to looking at Mama Cannabis as an herb, just like with any other herb, can heal our bodies, how are we using her energy to our benefit, right? Because if you're an everyday smoker that's not really using it like that, after just taking a whole week off of not smoking, get in tune with yourself, write down some things that you want Mama Cannabis to bring to you, and then smoke little by little and see how your experience changes over compared to when you used to smoke every day and it was just a smoke, because that's not what I'm saying.
All right, selfish babe. So if you are a regular cannabis user, or maybe you're still a user that, you know, does it so-to-so, or maybe you're interested in using cannabis, I do have some affirmations that you can say before you indulge in cannabis, as well as just so you can have a better relationship with Mama Cannabis. So repeat after me or write these down. Mama Cannabis reveals to me the many wonders of my world. Mama Cannabis reveals to me the many wonders of my world. Mama Cannabis opens me up to joyful, loving experiences. Mama Cannabis opens me up to joyful, loving experiences. I honor Mama Cannabis as the sacred herb that she is. I honor Mama Cannabis as a sacred herb that she is. Mama Cannabis facilitates in my healing. Mama Cannabis facilitates in my healing. I am guided by Mama Cannabis to flow and receive. I am guided by Mama Cannabis to flow and receive. Cannabis allows me to tap into my pleasure. Cannabis allows me to tap into my pleasure. Now, definitely share these on Instagram or social media and tag me at @olanikeoc or @selfishbabe so we can repost. Love you.
So, beautiful selfish babe, I affirm that you got this message about smoking with intention and how it's totally great for you and how it's been totally great for me. I love you so much, and I'm affirming that you have an amazing day. Mwah.
Hey, beautiful. Thank you for listening to today's episode of the Selfish Babe Selfish Talk podcast. If you feel like this episode has helped you in any way and you think that it could be impactful to a girl or a woman that you know, definitely send this episode to her. Also, make sure to download our Selfish Babe app to receive self-love inspirational messages throughout your day, found in the Google Play Store and the Apple App Store. You can also head over to our website, selfishbabe.com, to join the community, find out about our Self-Love Academy, and to shop our apparel. You can follow @selfishbabes with an S on Instagram, or you can also follow me on Instagram @olanikeoc. I affirm that you have an amazing day. I will connect with you on the next episode, and I love you.
Mwah. New advertisement alert. The Selfish Babe Selfish Talk podcast is now accepting podcast sponsorships. So if you have a business or maybe a service or something that you want the world to know, that you want all the selfish babes in the world to know about, and you want to advertise on our podcast, you can now do that by going to selfishbabe.com and clicking advertise with us.